much more on people's minds these days.
Now, we were just looking at some dramatic and extraordinary pictures of a wave which was washing up along the east coast of Japan. That wave washing away cars and boats and tearing away buildings along the coastline there. The wave, of course, would, and the waves, I should say, would take a longer time to reach those coastlines that are further away from the epicenter. What kind of timeline are we talking about around the Pacific?
Unfortunately, I just closed that window that had my travel time map, but... Here in New Zealand, we're waiting, we should see arrival around 12 hours. I believe Hawaii was in the 6.5 hour range, longer for areas further afield. I believe the Marshall Islands I was looking at were in the 9 hour range, and those are the sorts of distances that we're, or times that we're looking at.
So in New Zealand, if you're talking about 12 hours, presumably New Zealand will be well prepared for something like this.
Yeah, well, definitely New Zealand is prepared. The warning centers are talking to the people who will be on the ground. One thing that is positive for New Zealand is that it will arrive when it is low tide on the northern coast of New Zealand, so that is a positive. We're not expecting a wave much larger than 1 meter here because of the we are significantly off the axis of the main beam of energy that's going to be released by the tsunami. Most of that energy is traveling to the Central Pacific Ocean, and so New Zealand is significantly off axis from that.
But still, 1 meter could do significant damage to towns and cities along that coastline.
Not really, no. No, a meter, you know, the tide here is on the order of 2 to 2.5 meters. So it's really not much bigger than the normal tide, or it's not even the magnitude of the tide range here.
Okay, sir, thank you for joining us. That's Dr. Jose Borrero, a tsunami scientist, talking to us from New Zealand. Now, you're watching Al Jazeera's extended coverage of the powerful earthquake that struck off the coast of Japan. Let's go through the latest developments.